Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth sorghum hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of Imaflex herbicide from UPL isn't just the first non-GMO herbicide-tolerant sorghum production system in the U.S. After two seasons and over 500,000 acres, it's the best in the industry. And that reputation is earned where it matters most, in the field, fighting sorghum's toughest grass and broadleaf weeds and boosting yield potential under the harshest conditions. Bring the best to your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com.
Well, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with Charles Yates. He's an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation and an attorney in the Sackett versus EPA case about the timeline that's leading up to Biden's recent WOTUS rule, or Waters of the U.S., as it relates to the Sackett decision, which will be made coming up a little bit later this year. Now, the Sackett story begins in April of 2007 when the Sackett family had obtained all necessary local permits to build their single-family home. Well, they began construction on a residentially zoned lot near Priest Lake, Idaho, and shortly after they broke ground, the Army Corps of Engineers said that all work must cease immediately.
The agencies asserted that the Sackett's lot is a navigable water, that it contains purported wetlands, making it a navigable water for purposes of the Federal Clean Water Act. And the order stated that the Sacketts had violated the act by trying to build a home on their lot without first obtaining federal permission, gave them 5 months to complete substantial remediation, and then threatened them with enormous civil penalties, tens of thousands of dollars per day potentially, should they fail to immediately comply. So the Sacketts were obviously blindsided by this, because they own a 3/4 acre single family lot. It's separated from anything plausibly resembling a water by a row of houses and an elevated road. So they were obviously blindsided by this assertion of authority, and they went to court and they challenged this assertion of authority by EPA. And now they've spent more or less 16 years in purgatory litigating this issue up and down the federal judiciary. They've already been in the Supreme Court once. They're back at the Supreme Court again.
Recently, the Biden administration has finalized their own rule, which relies primarily on Justice Kennedy's significant nexus test, which Yates said is a remarkable example of federal overreach. To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Kalk and Charles Yates, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, this week's drought monitor is finally seeing some more subtle improvements after portions of the states received some pretty good moisture last week, not to mention the impacts of the moisture the week prior. Just a reminder, the drought monitor does run from Tuesday to Tuesday, so the precipitation that we received over the state this week will not reflect until next week's drought monitor. For this week in Oklahoma, exceptional drought has decreased from last week's 11.7 to 10.17. Extreme drought or worse has improved by over 2 percentage points from last week's 57.9 to this week's 55.7. Severe drought or worse also decreasing from last week. It's at now 79.2%, down from 81 the week prior. Moderate drought or worse has decreased a few percentage points this week from last week's 89% to now 84.9. And then lastly, abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 94.8, which is down from last week's 97.9. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, the majority of the state, with the exception of the far southwest corner, is leaning above that 40 to 50% chance of more precipitation coming through by February the 18th. You've got farm news on Ron.
Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth sorghum hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of Imaflex herbicide from UPL isn't just the first non-GMO herbicide-tolerant sorghum production system in the U.S. After two seasons and over 500,000 acres, it's the best in the industry. And that reputation is earned where it matters most, in the field, fighting sorghum's toughest grass and broadleaf weeds and boosting yield potential under the harshest conditions. Bring the best to your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.